feministas y transgresoras, las rockeras de la banda punk Pussy Riot han entrado en la batalla política de Rusia con escándalo. Conocidas por sus pasamontañas de llamativos colores, en enero cobraron notoriedad cuando en medio de la Plaza Roja de Moscú improvisaron un concierto políticamente incorrecto. El 21 de febrero, varias chicas con máscaras fluorescentes, vestidos cortos y leotardos de colores aparecieron de repente frente al altar de la Catedral de Cristo Salvador, el templo más grande de Moscú. Volvían a ser las Pussy Riot, que en 5 minutos montaron un espectáculo. Según ellas, se trataba de una plegaria punk llamada Santa Virgen y Madre hecha a Putin. El 3 de marzo, la policía detuvo a Nadecha Tolokonikova y a María Aliogina. Están acusadas de actos de gamberrismo premeditado basado en el odio religioso y se enfrentan a una condena que podría acarrear hasta 7 años de prisión. Gonzalo Aragonés, corresponsal en Moscú. La Vanguardia, lunes 19 de marzo de 2012. Here come the militia. E-o, 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 e-o. ¿Qué tal? Comienza aquí la edición 5751 con un pequeño aniversario, el del concierto de las Pussy Riot en la Catedral de Moscú, que costó a dos de ellas penas de cárcel de un par de años. La noticia sucedió como hoy, un 21 de febrero, allá por 2012. De las Pussy Riot hemos escuchado su versión de White Riot, que es una canción de los Clans inspirada en los disturbios del carnaval de Notting Hill en Londres en 1976. Por allí andaban, como sabéis, varios de los Clans que tuvieron que salir por piernas. Hablaremos del símbolo de la paz, un invento inglés de 1958 que hoy cumple aniversario, y lo vamos a aderezar con canciones pacifistas. Los amantes de los discursos radicales ya sabrán que hoy se cumplen 50 años de la muerte de Malcolm X, asesinado por sus antiguos compañeros de la Nación del Islam. Hablaremos de este activista afroamericano y de su alargada sombra en el mundo del hip hop. Recordaremos a Steve Wynn, The Dream Syndicate, y a Nina Simone. Escucharemos versiones de su canción más conocida y acabaremos en Dinamarca, recordando el atentado de hace ahora una semana. Curioso programa el de hoy aquí en La Jungla Sonora, en Radio Euskadi, donde se alternan momentos pacifistas con otros un poco más violentos. De momento comenzamos con una pregunta de fácil respuesta. ¿Do you want peace? ¿Quieres la paz? There is one big question we all must ask ourselves. Would we rather build a heaven together or fight our way to hell? You've got a devil on your shoulder.
With those big ideas he sells, you can leave them be and put your money on the angels. Do you want peace? Do you want to be right? Do you want love? Do you want to fight? Do you want to celebrate? Or would you rather have an altercation? Do you want to build or do you want to tear down? Are you going to smile right now or frown? You will make your choice for destruction or creation. This question is so simple, but we ain't doing too well. We think that peace is far away, like a distant ringing bell. Oh, but you know what peace looks like, and you love its taste and smell. Reach down in your heart and bring the bucket up from the well. Do you want peace, or do you want to be right? Do you want love, or do you want to fight? Do you want to celebrate, or would you rather have an altercation? Do you want to build, or do you want to tear down? Are you going to smile right now or frown? You will make your choice for destruction or creation. Do you want peace? Peace, peace. Do you want love? Love, love. Do you want joy, 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 joy to shower you from above? There's no more fighting to be done when you see yourself in everyone. You don't care who wins, you've suddenly had enough. Want peace, or do you want to be right? Do you want love, or do you want to fight? Do you want to celebrate, or would you rather have an altercation? Do you want to build, or do you want to tear down? Are you going to smile right now or frown? You make your choice for destruction or creation. You will make your choice for extinction or preservation. You will make your choice for togetherness or separation.
En este día de 1958 se dio a conocer el símbolo de la paz. El diseño se realizó en Inglaterra y no en Estados Unidos, donde se hizo, como ya sabéis, muy popular en la década de los 60. Su autor era un profesional del diseño, Gerald Holton, un artista que había recibido el encargo del Comité de Acción Directa, que era una organización pacifista que a finales de los 50 se movilizó repetidamente a favor del desarme nuclear. El objetivo era detener las actividades del Centro de Investigación de Armas Atómicas de Aldermaston, una pequeña ciudad al oeste de Londres. Para diseñar este símbolo, Holton se inspiró en las señales de semáforo, esas donde una persona maneja dos banderines. Unió las posiciones de las letras N y D, por nuclear y por desarme, y el resultado fue el conocido símbolo que luego adoptaron los hippies y toda la cultura estadounidense. Por eso hemos comenzado por una canción titulada ¿Quieres la paz?, cantada a capela por Laura Sandage y algunos amigos. Por cierto, Laura nació en Iowa, pero trabaja desde hace años en California, donde a menudo ofrece diferentes espectáculos infantiles. Y de una desconocida pacifista, una canción que ha tenido numerosas versiones. Anoche tuve el más extraño de los sueños. Es una canción de 1950, del cantautor Ed McCurdy, después recreada por Pete Seeger, por Johnny Cash, por Joan Baez y por Simon y Garfunkel en 1964, cuando todavía sonaban muy folkies. El sueño habla de un mundo en paz, con gente bailando en las calles y armas, espadas y uniformes enterrados bajo tierra. Last night I had the strangest dream. Paul Simon en el canal derecho y Art Garfunkel en el izquierdo.
Last night I had the strangest dream I ever dreamed before. sign and said they'd never fight again. And when the papers all were signed and a million copies made, they all joined hands and bowed their heads and grateful prayers were prayed. Scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever
Simon and Garfunkel, con ese sueño que tuvieron en aquella noche de 1964. Aquí estamos recordando la fecha en que se diseñó en las oficinas de una librería de Londres, por cierto, todavía sigue abierta con ese espíritu pacifista y alternativo, este símbolo de la paz que en principio era solo el del desarme nuclear en el Reino Unido. Tiempo ahora para otra canción pacifista. Precisamente ahora que han terminado los carnavales vamos a escuchar Global Carnival, grabada por el siempre militante Harry Belafonte con músicos sudafricanos en 1988, cuando llevaba una década de silencio discográfico. En este primer carnaval global pide el cierre del Kremlin y del Congreso americano, que palestinos e israelíes se pongan en fila para bailar la conga, que la Ayatollah y el Papa pasen por debajo de un palo bailando el limbo. Y se cita también a Fidel Castro pasando el cigarro y a Margaret Thatcher aparcando los coches para este carnaval. Y también aparecen, curiosamente, los sikhs, los serbocroatas, los vascos, los judíos, cristianos, musulmanes, hindúes y camboyanos, sin olvidarse de la CIA y la KGB. Una canción de Harry Belafonte grabada meses antes de la caída del Muro de Berlín. Global Carnival. It's the first annual global carnival. It's the first annual global carnival.
We're gonna have a jamboree, the biggest one you'll ever see. They're gonna revel in every nation. It will be a revelation. Hear the music and feel the beat on every corner and every street. Close the Kremlin and the Congress too. It's a worldwide hullabaloo. It's the first annual global carnival. 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 Israel and Palestine forming up a conga line. Ayatollah and the Pope doing a limbo under a rope. Princess Di and the IRA, they're jamming with the Rasta from Montego Bay. Get the left and forget the right, we're gonna have a party tonight. It's the first annual global carnival. It's the first annual global carnival. Uh-huh. It's the first annual global carnival. It's the first annual global carnival. Talk to me. Sandinistas sipping tea with the ladies from the Mall Majority. CIA and the KGB swapping secrets in a mango tree. They say it's crazy, but you will see it's a whole lot better than reality. So let's get crazy, you and me. We'll jump to save humanity. At the first annual global carnival. It's the first annual global carnival. It's the first annual global carnival.
La Jungla Sonora está en Facebook.
Y en Twitter.
Y por supuesto en eitb.eu.
Visita nuestra página web.
Busca nuestros podcasts en EITB a la carta.
Y escríbenos a lajungla@eitb.eu.
Gracias.
Eskerrik asko.
Entre los cumpleaños de hoy hay que señalar que hay unos cuantos. Destacamos el de Steve Wynn, rockero californiano que en la década de los 80 lideró Dream Syndicate, este grupo que escucháis, una banda clave en la recuperación del rock de raíz americana en esa década. Desde entonces ha participado en otros grupos como The Miracle Three, Gutterball, Danny and Dusty o incluso colaboró con Australian Blonde, los asturianos. En 1990, al poco de separarse de Dream Syndicate, Steve Wynn publicó Kerosene Man, el hombre de queroseno, su debut en solitario con piezas maravillosas como esta dedicada a Caroline. Sorionak 55, Mr. Wynn. Hoy se cumplen 50 años exactos del asesinato de Malcolm X a manos de varios militantes de la Nación del Islam, una organización que le había amenazado de muerte tras su salida. La sombra de este activista es alargada y su presencia y enseñanzas aparecen a menudo en canciones de hip hop. Comenzamos con el grupo Fort Minor, que es el proyecto paralelo de uno de los músicos del grupo de rock Linkin Park. Se trata de su cantante Mike Shinoda. En esta pieza titulada Recordando al resplandeciente príncipe negro, se recogen partes de uno de sus discursos más encendidos sobre la revolución, el que dio en 1963 en Detroit. Estos son los resultados.
There's no revolution. Revolution is based on land. Land is the basis of all independence. Land is the basis of freedom, justice and equality. The white man knows what a revolution is. He knows that the black revolution is worldwide in scope and in nature. The black revolution is sweeping Asia, sweeping Africa. It's rearing its head in Latin America. The Cuban revolution, that's a revolution. They overturned the system. Revolution is in Asia. Revolution is in Africa. And the white man is screaming because he sees revolution in Latin America. How do you think he'll react to you when you learn what a real revolution is? You don't know what a revolution is. If you did, you wouldn't lose your mind. A revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way. And you sitting around here like a knot on the wall, saying I'm gonna love these folks no matter how much they hate me. No, you be the revolution. Who ever heard of a revolution?
Yeah.
Pretty long time. As Reverend Klieg was pointing out beautifully, singing, we shall overcome. When you want a nation, that's called nationalism.
These days are dark and the nights are cold. People acting like they lost their soul. And everywhere I go, I see another person like me trying to make it all feel like home. These days are dark and the nights are cold. People acting like they lost their soul. And everywhere I go, I see another person like me trying to make it all feel like home.
Whites can help us, but they can't join us. They can, there can be no black-white unity until there is first in black unity. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves. Concerning nonviolence, it is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks. There are problems in the community. Some of the examples of those problems are the vices that destroy the moral fiber in our community.
Otro que hizo su propio homenaje fue Keith LeBlanc, batería habitual del sello de Nueva York Sugar Hill, donde en 1979 el hip hop pasó de las calles a los vinilos. Esta grabación, también con fragmentos de los incendiarios discursos de Malcolm X, es de 1983 y suele aparecer en grabaciones con la firma de los Sugar Hill All Stars.
Distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies. Malcolm X.
No sellout.
Malcolm X.
No sellout.
Malcolm X.
No sellout.
Malcolm X.
No sellout.
White, black, brown, red, yellow. Doesn't make any difference what color you are. The only thing power respects is power. They take one little word out of what you say, ignore all the rest, and then begin to magnify it all over the world to make you look like what you actually are.
Much of what I say might sound like it's stirring up trouble, but it's the truth, 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 it's the truth.
this or not, as long as we know it's the truth.
Y de 1983, con este hombre, Keith LeBlanc, a 1988 para escuchar otro homenaje del hip hop, son muchísimos, como veis, a Malcolm X. Desde el sur del Bronx llega un trío, Boogie Down Productions, con un líder especialmente combativo, KRS-One. En la portada de este disco aparece además empuñando un arma mientras mira por la ventana, copiando prácticamente una imagen que había protagonizado Malcolm X cuando fue amenazado por la Nación del Islam, en su casa, armado y pendiente de un posible ataque. Aquel álbum se abría con esta demoledora pieza, My Philosophy, en base a las consignas, obviamente, de Malcolm X.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I'm asking you, who is more dramatic, this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. Terrorist one is just the god. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover, holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, S-C-O-T-T. I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number two, my philosophy. Number one was poetry, you know it's me. You know it's my philosophy, many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable, I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K.R. collects. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft? From the Bronx is thick. In real, real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just settle.
Seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I played the nine and you played the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teacher, I'm the artist. Often new concepts
suckers with colorful names. I'm so and so, I'm this, I'm that, huh. But they all just weak, weak, whack, weak, whack. I'm not white or red or black, I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad, but they're bugging. Let me show you something now about hip hop, about D-Nice melody.
Y finalizamos estas conexiones entre el hip hop y Malcolm X. Hay unas cuantas por ahí en internet si queréis seguir investigando, asesinado por tanto hace hoy 50 años, con Killer Mike, una estrella del rap de esta última década procedente de Atlanta, en Georgia. En su canción de 2008, Pressure, con Ice Cube como invitado, recupera palabras e imágenes de Malcolm X en el vídeo correspondiente. Un vídeo, por cierto, bastante impresionante. Killer Mike nos explica su concepto de presión, en este caso sobre la comunidad afroamericana.
Don't tell me Negro, that's nothing. What were you before the white man named you a Negro? What was your name? It couldn't have been Smith or Jones or Blunt or Powell. That wasn't your name. They don't have those kind of names where you and I came from. No, what was your name? And why don't you now know what your name was then? Where is your history? How did the man wipe out your history? How did the man, what did the man do to make you a
Fuckers, I just bought some new chuckers. The old ones bloodied up from stomping out old suckers. Big bad killer, big black gorilla. King Kong on you mucky ass niggas. Stepping fish, funky ass, flunky ass niggas. Dick in the booty for your mouth ass niggas. I don't fear no man. Not Bush, not Clinton, not Osama. Ask your Uncle Thomas how he choose mouse over Obama. You could have $1 million and a white collar. Liberation costs more than a damn dollar. It costs what Christ gave, King gave, X gave. $1 billion don't make you an ex-slave. Nigga with an attitude since fifth grade. I never behave. I'd rather be a dead man than a live slave. We can say what we like. Put the pressure on me. Ice Cube and Killer Mike. Put the pressure on me. I can do what I want. Put the pressure on me. Well, goddamn it, I'm gonna. Put the pressure on me. I'm here to deprogram you. Don't forget what they made your great-grandmama do. What they made your great-granddaddy do. Without a dollar or a penny or a thank you. The same motherfuckers wanna gank you. Cause they hate you and the pussy that you came through. Could anybody tell me that it ain't true? That these motherfuckers ain't out to hurt you. They'll lock you up, beat you up and work you. Put your life on a 30-year curfew. Little cell, little window for you to look through. Even got a little chair where he can cook you. Nigga, please, I'ma be in the breeze. Beat him up with my brain like the Japanese. Now I'm overseas and I'm trapping these. Thank God I didn't have to cock and squeeze. We can say what we like. Put the pressure on me. Ice Cube and Killer Mike. Put the pressure on me. I can do what I want. Put the pressure on me. Well, goddamn it, I'm gonna. Put the pressure on me. Put the pressure on me, homie. Put the pressure on me. Put the pressure on me, homie. Put the pressure on me. With your poor pins, our king had dreams and a big vision. All you give us is government and religion. Is you a freedom fighter or a stool pigeon? Is you down for your people in the big mission? Are you a dirty nigga working for a fucking Clinton? Are you a dirty nigga working for a fucking Bush? Another message for the politicians. Better get the police off our ass quickly. If another old lady died in this city, swear to God, we'll burn out a fucking city.
La biodiversidad musical en la radio tiene un nombre.
La jungla sonora.
Desde 1989.
En Radio Euskadi.
En este día de 1933 vino al mundo en Carolina del Norte Nina Simone, cantante y pianista de jazz que también practicó con acierto el blues y el soul. Su pieza más popular y conocida es la amable My Baby Just Care For Me, un estándar de 1930 que Nina grabó en 1958. pero dada la fecha que es, con Malcolm X en la memoria, hemos optado por Mississippi Goddam, maldito Mississippi. Nina la compuso tras el asesinato del activista negro Medgar Evers en Mississippi y después de que una bomba en una iglesia de Birmingham, en Alabama, costara la vida a 4 niñas negras. Cuentan que, tras conocer la noticia, Nina Simone estaba dispuesta a salir a la calle a cargarse a unos cuantos blancos, pero su marido le dijo que era mejor que se sentara al piano y que dejara salir por ahí su rabia y su impotencia. El resultado fue Mississippi Goddam.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddam. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about me. So upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. My people just about do. I've been there, so I know. Keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. You thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady. And you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble. Desegregation, mass participation, unification. Do things gradually, but bring more tragedy. Why don't you see it? Why don't to me, just give me my equality. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi.
Nina Simone. Escucharla en directo siempre es una auténtica maravilla. Mississippi Goddam, cargada de esa mala leche que antes mencionábamos. Hablábamos antes de My Baby Just Cares For Me, una canción que rescató a Nina Simone 30 años después, cuando se grabó un spot de Chanel número 5 con esta canción de fondo. Pero no vamos a escuchar a Nina, sino un par de versiones un tanto diferentes. Comenzamos con el New York Ska Jazz Ensemble, que la incluía en su reciente EP de 2014.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. Hey, my baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for a hot tone blazers. Brad Pitt is not her style. Even George Clooney's smile is something she don't see. No, 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 my baby don't care who knows it, 'cause my baby just cares for me.
Una reciente versión de My Baby Just Cares For Me a otra mucho más antigua, la que grabó en 1955 en su segundo álbum un aprendiz de crooner llamado Tony Bennett. 60 años después, Bennett acaba de ganar un Grammy por su disco de standards junto a Lady Gaga. Esta versión de My Baby Just Cares For Me da protagonismo también a una guitarra de jazz como respuesta a la impecable voz de Mr. Tony Bennett.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high tone places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me. baby's no Brando fan. Rock Hudson is not her man. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for Tyrone Power. She'd rather be with me by the hour. Jeff Chandler is not her style, and Liberace's smile is something she just can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for, she answers my prayers for. My baby just cares for little old me. At least that's what she tells me anyway.
La elegancia natural de Tony Bennett hace ahora 60 años, casi nada, y ahí sigue. Y como no hay dos sin tres, aquí tenemos otra versión completamente diferente de My Baby Just Cares For Me. En este caso contamos con la voz de Cyndi Lauper en un disco, At Last, por fin, publicado en 2003, donde había versiones de canciones muy conocidas e incluso en alguna de ellas hacía dueto con el propio Tony Bennett. ¡Qué curioso! El arreglo de Cyndi prioriza la batería, a la que se añaden primero el órgano y después el saxo.
My baby don't care for clothes. My baby don't care for shows. My baby cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for, he don't care for high tone places. Brad Pitt is not his style. Jennifer Aniston's smile is something he can't see. My baby don't care who knows that. My baby just cares for me. Boom, 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 boom. Baby cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for, he don't care for high tone places. George Clooney's not his style. Even Queen Latifah's smile is something he can't see. Baby don't care who knows that. Baby just cares for, he just says his prayers for. My baby just cares for me. Boom, 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 boom.
Y nos despedimos en esta edición 5751 con un grupo danés de música folk llamado Vasco, con B. En el grupo encontramos dos violines, un acordeón, una cítara y en ocasiones un trombón. En su último trabajo, grabado en directo, les acompaña ni más ni menos que la Big Band de la radio pública danesa. Sirva esta pieza para rechazar el reciente atentado de Copenhague hace ahora exactamente una semana. Hemos comenzado con canciones pacifistas y finalizamos con este mismo discurso, rechazo a la violencia. Gracias por estar ahí.
Thank you.
Thank you.